Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Today, leaders from Cruise the Great Lakes and Great Lakes USA held a big event at Discovery World, just outside downtown Milwaukee on beautiful Lake Michigan. Representatives from the organization, state and local officials discussed the 2025 cruising and tourism season and the region's continued investment in making sure that it's desirable for cruise ships, but also that all the ports are healthy and ready to take on an additional tourism, I don't want to say burden, but an additional tourism economic impact, because that's what tourism is all about. Lauren Bennett McGinty is the director of Explore Minnesota. She's also the board chair for Great Lakes USA, a regional tourism consortium that's made up of the Great Lakes states and provinces. She's in Milwaukee today, and she's in studio with us right now. Lauren, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So first, I want to talk a little bit about Wisconsin and Minnesota. And from your lens there with tourism, you've had some good impact around tax incentives for movies and TV production. And in our governor's budget for 2025 to 2027, we're looking for companies to be able to receive 25% of wages and salaries that it pays to Wisconsin employees for services related to filming and broadcasting as a non-refundable tax credit. What's the impact been in Minnesota with TV and movie production?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been pretty big. In the 90s was really our golden time. Of course, we had a lot of really great films done in Minnesota, like Fargo or the Mighty Ducks series. But lately, we've had, since our tax incentive went into place in 2021, we've had 14 films made in Minnesota, all meeting the minimum threshold for our tax credit program. And we continue to grow that every single day. So what we're doing right now, since our film program was just moved under Explore Minnesota at the state back in July of last year, we've started doing more marketing campaigns around it and making sure that we're kind of promoting Minnesota as a great place to film.
That's good. Well, we're going to continue to advocate for that in Wisconsin here on the show, because I think it's really important to, not only collaborate with Minnesota, but just to bring more spotlight to all the good in the greater Midwest. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing with the Great Lakes as well. I want to have you talk a bit about the event today and the impact on Great Lakes tourism that not only the cruise ships, but all the port communities in the Great Lakes deliver in the summer. Let's kind of first look from an airfare and cruise point. I saw that Delta is launching flights from Dublin to Detroit. Aer Lingus is starting direct flights to Indianapolis beginning in May. How does the Great Lakes USA plan to capitalize on these new international connections? Because I think, at least, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to ask you, are the people taking these cruises mainly international travels?
So that's a great question, and it depends on the cruise line, actually. Okay. So some cruise lines are much more focused on American travelers, and Cruise of the Great Lakes, the sort of partner organization to Great Lakes USA, focuses on how are we sort of advocating for cruising the Great Lakes and marketing it both domestically and internationally. Viking Cruises, for example, has a huge international footprint, so they tend to get more international travelers. And so for us, being able to capitalize on new routes and new cities is always good, because it has more opportunities for a starting place and more itineraries.
Okay. What are some of the strategies that you're using to encourage tourism to kind of the lesser known attractions and neighborhoods in the Great Lakes?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think one of the best parts about the Great Lakes is that we have so many lesser known places.
Yeah, right.
And that's kind of a key component of the work we're doing, is trying to raise awareness of our region. And so being able to put stops along the lake and have people kind of see it for the first time has been really fun. I think, too, one of the nice things about the cruising side is you get to go on those shore excursions. And what we've heard is people love being able to see parts of the country they didn't really know existed, but also that they get greeted with some of that really beautiful Midwest hospitality that we're all known for.
Yeah. I mean, is that, and also kind of a creative challenge too, because if you have lesser known destinations, does it require more marketing spend to amplify those?
It does. And I think partially what we have to do, especially in the Great Lakes region, is focus around some of the bigger cities and branch off from there. So you get to get people to fly into places like Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Detroit. And then from there, you kind of build those itineraries around the lakes and kind of talk about some of those key places that you can get to via car. And then, of course, as you're traveling, you get fun stops along the way.
Yeah. Lauren Bennett McKinney joins us from Explore Minnesota and Great Lakes USA. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about the Canadian border and its impact on our wonderful Great Lakes. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Lauren Bennett McKinney is the director of Explore Minnesota, also board chair of Great Lakes USA. Lauren joins us in studio this morning. Lauren's a Milwaukee native, actually, so it's good. How's it feel to be home, Lauren?
It always feels good to be home. Yeah, I always say I was almost born and raised in Minnesota, but my whole family is still here, so it's fun to be back.
What are your impressions of downtown Milwaukee? I know you haven't been here for a long time, but just I always like to compare and contrast Minneapolis and Milwaukee. They're both really unique and wonderful in their own rights. But for someone that was here as a child and now back, like, what are your impressions of downtown Milwaukee?
Yeah, I mean, every time I come back to downtown, something's new, something's different. It's really fun. When we were out at the Discovery Center, it was really great to just see all the work that's been done down on the riverfront. And I think the differences are definitely that certainly you kind of have the big lake here, but we have a big river in our downtown. Yes. So those are similarities too. But I think there's this sort of lovely old world charm about downtown Milwaukee that is just really fun to see when you're walking around.
I love it. See, Minnesotans, Wisconsinites, we can all get along,
yeah,
right? We can play well together and collaborate. And, you know, one way, obviously, that the states collaborate is around the Great Lakes. When you look at U.S. and Canada tourism strategy for the Great Lakes, what is that proposition from the Council of the Great Lakes region? And what does that look like? And has it been impacted with recent political events at all?
So I think one of the really special things about Great Lakes USA and Cruise the Great Lakes is that we actually work really closely with Canadian partners along the border. It's a sort of a subgroup of the Great Lakes, St. Lawrence governors and premiers. And we've been able to really have positive relationships, whether it's through cruising because we have to cross border in the middle of a lake, yeah, or promoting the region. I think it's been really fun to be able to say, oh, you can visit two countries in one traveling experience. And we just really enjoy having those friendships and collaborative experiences with our Canadian neighbors.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, when you look at, the investment there, I think $500 million in terms of the impacts of the cruise industry, how do you work directly to incent more cruise lines to travel to our wonderful ports around the Great Lakes?
I think it's a combination of development, but also success. So we've had most of the cruise lines that book through the Great Lakes are totally booked every season, which is fantastic. And then you've got a lot of different points of turnaround or embarkment that are starting to kind of develop and build up. So even here in Milwaukee, we just heard that they got $5 million to be able to kind of finish building out the port and be able to host the boats right there. In Duluth in Minnesota, we finished our seawall. So now we can have people actually dock. And so it sounds a little complicated, but most of it is it's about development. And it's kind of, if you build it, people will come.
Yeah. How is the tactics and the strategies for international marketing changed from the tourism lens in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you look at the UK and Germany and Ireland, they still love going to different travel agents to book their travel. And so for us, it's really how do we connect with tour operators, travel agents to make sure that they know how to tell our stories and they have itineraries for people. But I will say for a lot of the guests that we get in our region, it's sort of their second or third visit to the United States. They want something a little different. They want to be able to drive. They've done maybe California and New York and they want to go middle of the country. So we get sort of median age is a little bit older, but it's a group that's more interested in heritage, culture, and kind of a more unique experience.
Yeah. Are you finding that like the targeted digital advertising and working directly with the travel agents, are those the two best ways to to reach the potential travelers?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, you know, we're starting to see more and more people traveling for things like sporting events. American football has become really big in the UK and Germany, too. And so being able to kind of capitalize on those types of activities has been great.
Very good. We're talking with Lauren Bennett McKinney from Explore Minnesota and Great Lakes USA. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.